in the limelight. A 444-page report issued in September of 2018 by the United Nations fact-finding mission has concluded there was evidence of atrocities by Myanmar's security forces against the Rohingya Muslim minority, warranting criminal prosecution for crimes against humanity, war crimes, and genocide. The report named top military officials as targets for investigation and prosecution, as well as civilian authorities who have spread false narratives, denied the wrongdoing of the security forces, blocked independent investigations, and overseen the destruction of evidence. Here's an interesting article for you by Philim Keener, Director of Research and Investigations at Physicians for Human Rights and a former Deputy Director in Human Rights Watch's Asia Division. The piece is titled Myanmar's Judicial Defense of the Indefensible. The article was written by Philim Keener and was taken from the AsiaTimes.com website. Stay with us. Next month, Myanmar's government will get the first taste of what it has fought hard to prevent for more than 2 years. International accountability for widespread and systematic violence against its Muslim Rohingya minority. Between December 10th and 12th, Myanmar's de facto civilian leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, will lead this first phase of her government's defense at the International Court of Justice, the ICJ, at The Hague in Netherlands, against the Gambia official complaint against Myanmar for violations of the United Nations 1948 Genocide Convention. That complaint hinges on abuses inflicted by Myanmar's security forces against the Rohingya Muslims in northern Rakhine State in 2017. Aung San Suu Kyi will not face Myanmar's accusers alone. Myanmar has already warned that it will deploy unidentified prominent international lawyers to challenge the complaint from Gambia. Myanmar has not shared what its legal strategy at The Hague will entail beyond defending the national interest. But what is certain is that Aung San Suu Kyi and Myanmar's lawyers face an uphill battle in challenging the extensively documented campaign of mass murder, gang rape, and mutilation targeting the Rohingya Muslim minority in the country. The evidence includes a 444-page report issued in September of 2018 by the United Nations fact-finding mission that concluded there was evidence of atrocities by Myanmar's security forces against the Rohingya Muslims, warranting criminal prosecution of crimes against humanity, war crimes, and genocide. The report named top Myanmar military officials as targets for the investigation and prosecution, as well as civilian authorities who have spread false narratives, denied the wrongdoing of the security forces, blocked independent investigations, and overseen the destruction of evidence. Those conclusions were echoed in the results of investigations by Physicians for Human Rights, including a quantitative survey conducted by Physicians for Human Rights of 604 surviving Rohingya community leaders, now living in Bangladesh. That report was published in March in the Lancet Planetary Health. The survey revealed that most respondents identified the Myanmar military, or Tatmadaw, and the official border guard police as the security forces who deployed military assets, including helicopters, military trucks and armored vehicles, and even tanks, against defenseless Rohingya men, women and children in August of 2017. Thank you. Aung San Suu Kyi and her legal team at The Hague will also be handicapped by Myanmar's utter failure to pursue meaningful accountability for that bloodshed over the past 2 years. The government's own so-called Independent Commission of Inquiry, formed in July of 2018, discredited itself as a state whitewash operation when it reported in December that it had found no evidence so far to prove the widespread allegations that government security forces committed mass human rights abuses and violations in northern Rakhine State in 2017. In March of 2019, the Myanmar military announced the creation of an investigation court to investigate the state-backed mass violence against the Rohingya Muslims. The announcement on the website of the Office of the Commander-in-Chief of Defense Services described the court as consisting of three senior Tatmadaw officials tasked to further scrutinize the bloodshed of August of 2017. It reiterates the military's long-discredited narrative that all military activity in northern Rakhine State in August of 2017 were legitimate operations in response to attacks on police posts allegedly perpetrated by the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army. In May of 2019, the Myanmar military confirmed its willful disregard for any meaningful accountability for crimes against the Rohingya Muslims when it pardoned the 7 soldiers convicted in April of 2018 of killing 10 Rohingya men and boys in the infamous Indin village massacre of September of 2017. Aung San Suu Kyi and her so-called legal team must also contend with evidence that the Myanmar government and Myanmar security forces have undertaken deliberate efforts to cover up evidence of the atrocities in northern Rakhine State. Over the past 2 years, satellite images have revealed that the locations of former Rohingya villages in Rakhine State have been flattened and scraped by bulldozers. In what appears to be a blatant form of post-conflict elimination of physical remnants left behind by the dead or the Rohingya Muslims who have fled the area, those villages have been replaced by facilities for the security forces as well as hundreds of new homes built for mostly Buddhist residents from other parts of Rakhine State. The bad news for the Myanmar government and its representatives in The Hague next month is that the Gambia's complaint at the International Court of Justice, ICJ, is just one of a growing number of judicial processes that Myanmar needs to contend with over the coming months and years. On 13th of November this year, Rohingya and Latin American human rights organizations filed a case with an Argentine court against Myanmar government and military officials under the principle of universal jurisdiction, which allows the people implicated in the most serious international crimes may be arrested, prosecuted, and convicted in countries other than their own. The Argentine Court of Law filing seeks the criminal sanction of the perpetrators, accomplices, and cover-ups of the genocide perpetrated by Myanmar security forces against the Rohingya Muslim minority. The very next day, the International Criminal Court, the ICC, announced that it had authorized a formal investigation into Myanmar government abuses against the Rohingya Muslim minority in 2017, based on an acceptance that widespread and/or systematic acts of violence may have been committed that could qualify as crimes against humanity, of deportation across the Myanmar-Bangladesh border, and persecution on grounds of ethnicity and or religion against the Rohingya Muslim population. Prior efforts to initiate an international criminal court investigation of the bloodshed have been complicated by the fact that Myanmar is not a signatory to the Rome Statute that established the ICC, the International Criminal Court. Meanwhile, the United Nations created independent investigative mechanism for Myanmar officially began its operations this September to probe whether Myanmar has committed crimes against humanity against its ethnic minorities, including, but not limited to, the Rohingya Muslims, nationwide over the past 8 years. The Myanmar government is about to learn the hard way through these judicial processes that not even the most prominent international lawyers can justify the horrors inflicted on the Rohingya Muslims as an exercise in defending the national interest.